This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Virginia Beach in the state of Virginia is still in shock today after what happened yesterday when 12 people were shot and killed in a city building. Police have released the name of the alleged assailant who died in a shootout with law enforcement. Here is Virginia Beach Police Chief James Cervera.
The suspect, and this will be the only time we will announce his name, is Dwayne Craddock. He was an engineer with Public Utilities. He was employed with that department for approximately 15 years.
Chief Cervera also talked about the assailant's gunfight with police.
Once they identified him, he identified them, he immediately opened fire. We immediately returned the fire. And again, I want everyone to know that this was a long-term, lack of any other term, running gun battle with this individual.
And he said the suspect had an arsenal of weapons.
We did recover additional weapons at the scene. I'm not at liberty to tell what those weapons are at this time. We also recovered additional weapons at the suspect's home.
Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hansen said as a municipal employee, the assailant would have had no trouble roaming the building, which he did, on his bloody rampage.
He was still employed. He had a security pass, like all employees had, and he was authorized to enter the building.
11 of the 12 killed were Virginia Beach City employees. The name of the game for China today is retaliation. Beijing has increased tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. imports. They range from 5 to 25%. The move comes in response to Washington pushing to 25% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. The U.S. and Beijing stepped up their trade battle last month when talks in Washington ended without a deal, as American negotiators accused the Chinese side of reneging on previous commitments. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexico's foreign minister says he'll meet with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo here in Washington next week to talk about tariffs. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose a series of monthly escalating levies on Mexican imports until Mexico steps up efforts to stop the surge of Central American migrants to the U.S. border. Mr. Trump's tariff warning has prompted a heavy wave of criticism from American business leaders and members of both parties in Congress. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan issued the latest warning about the Chinese telecom giant Huawei today. He was in Singapore for the Asia Security Summit.
Huawei is too close to the government. The integration of civilian businesses with the military is too close. China has national policies and laws where data is required to be shared. So when I look at that situation, that's too much risk for the department. We can't trust that those networks are going to be protected.
Others at the meeting also had China on their minds. One was the French Minister of the Armed Forces, Florence Parly, who said her government would not be kept from operating in the South China Sea, in waters that Beijing claims as its own.
We will continue to sail more than twice a year in the South China Sea. There will be objections. There will be dubious maneuvers at sea. But we will not be intimidated.
On North Korea, European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini, also in Singapore, said Pyongyang needs to be assured that denuclearization is the right decision for it to make.
It might be necessary to give some security guarantees to North Korea. They should know that the goal is peace and denuclearization and nothing else.
The 57-nation Organization of Islamic Cooperation is meeting in Islam's holiest city of Mecca, with Saudi King Salman saying the world must fight the sources and funding of terrorism around the world. He also hit at Iran over recent sabotage attacks on two Saudi vessels off the coast of the United Arab Emirates and a pair of drone strikes on Saudi oil pumping stations. Iran has denied any responsibility. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani held their first face-to-face talks on the sidelines of the Islamic summit in Saudi Arabia. The rare political interaction at the highest level seems to be a sign of easing tensions in traditionally tense relations between the two neighboring countries. To keep up to date with all the news around the clock, you can always tune in to voanews.com online. There is also a convenient-to-use VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.